Good afternoon. You're in the zone.
John Williams, how you doing?
Oh, Mr. Jamie, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you. I just wanted to let you know that we just, the Vancouver Island chapter of Surfrider, just got back from the Cascadia conference down in Newport, Oregon. We were down there for the weekend, and we found out that we are the third most productive chapter on the West Coast, and I wanted to give a shout-out to all the zoners for making that happen.
Wow. That is brilliant.
Oh, and we're talking, like, against chapters that are in, like, surf towns all up and down the Oregon-Washington coast. We're number three. We're behind San Diego and San Francisco, and those have huge volunteer bases. So for us, in a smaller area with a smaller group of people, to be third out of all of those chapters is amazing.
Have you got, like, off the top of your head, how much weight the last couple of cleanups you've moved on and got away from the beach?
I don't, unfortunately. Some of our beach cleanups, like Whiff and Spit, we get 1,600 pounds easy in an hour and a half.
Ugh.
Some other beaches, we only get a couple hundred pounds. So I don't have those hard numbers in front of me. I mean, I could certainly get them for sure, but I don't have them in front of me.
In this moment, calling me up and I can hear your turn signal, does that mean you pulled over?
Speaking to you on Bluetooth.
Oh, okay, just checking. You know, here's the guy telling us to clean our oceans, but driving non-hands free, like, I don't care. You know, no, he's not doing, you're not doing that, Jimmy. You're not doing that.
No, gosh, no.
I was hoping you would laugh and take away my awkward joke. It's okay, we move forward. But I was asking you that about the weight because the reason why is when you look at the pictures back for any zoners that haven't seen the Surfrider Foundation and the Coming to Coast Beach cleanups yet is that there's 30 to 40, 50 people that are amassing this amount of crap and getting it off of the beach and out of the water. And then, because my point is to reference your point, which is if you go to San Diego and San Francisco, we're talking hundreds upon hundreds of people who go out and do this every time. So it just goes to show the passion in performance that zoners have and Surfrider Foundation personnel in keeping this place clean. And I'm not really surprised. Are you surprised?
You know, I was surprised because I thought because of the towns that we're going, like the other chapters are from Newport is a surf town. Seaside is a surf town. So these people, there's a lot more people I think that are maybe at the beaches. Or maybe that's a misconception. I don't know. I thought because we were from Victoria, you know, cold water surfing up here, we don't have the celebrated beach life that a lot of these little tiny, you know, Cannon Beach, Oregon, that's what brings the people there, right? I mean, it is a beach town. And, like, you know, there's 10 surf shops. Whereas here, we have a smaller group of people that come out to these cleanups and a smaller group of surfers and that. So for us to be as productive or more than these towns that are set up around beaches and around beach lifestyle.
Well, do you know what? The summary of everything that you're saying is little town, big heart.
100%.
We seem to think that we're just this little town when we're not, because that's what drew me here, is the heart of it. And this whole conversation is just further proving the caliber of people we've got that call this place home and damn well treat it like home as well.
Yeah, you know what? You're 100% correct. Like, we drove an entire day to get down there, and we had one of the largest turnouts for our group for Vancouver and for Vancouver Island chapters. We were the furthest away to attend, and we brought the largest group.
Well, you see, small town, big heart. Case in point number 58.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gonzalez is the next one, September 11th.
That's right. Awesome.
And you just made my blog for the day.
Thank you, John.
Well, thank you, man. Have a fabulous rest of your Tuesday.
You as well.
Bye, mate.
All right, bye-bye.